For most of the past 2 years, North Korea claimed to be free of COVID-19, but it admitted to its first outbreak last week and now says it has 1.5 million suspected cases. North Korea has yet to vaccinate its population and has rejected millions of shots from foreign donors. NPR's Anthony Kuhn joins us now from Seoul. Hi, Anthony.
Hi, Jane.
So North Korea has claimed for nearly 2 years that it did not have any COVID infections. Now they're admitting to this sudden outbreak of 1.5 million cases. What do you know about this, and how is the government responding?
Well, for the past 2 years, North Korea has been testing a very small percentage of its citizens and regularly reporting the figures to the World Health Organization, saying that it had no cases, and these claims were met with widespread skepticism. All along, there were unconfirmed reports of cases that were then sent to quarantine centers in North Korea. Then last Thursday, they admitted that this outbreak had happened. New cases have been soaring. For example, on Monday alone, there were almost 270,000 new cases and a total of 58 deaths since late April. But all of these are unconfirmed. They call them fever cases because they don't have the testing capacity to deal with it. And so as of Thursday, the country has been under a national emergency. The government ordered the lockdown of all cities and counties, and the military has been mobilized to help distribute medicine.
So with the national medical emergency and the military involved, how is the medical system then handling this outbreak?
Well, as North Korean officials have at times admitted themselves, they're not really well equipped. They're short on protective gear for medical workers. They lack enough ventilators for the patients. Some hospitals and clinics in North Korea, especially in the countryside, lack even the basics like electricity and running water. And on top of that, some 40% of the population suffer from malnutrition. That said, if you talk to foreign doctors who have worked in North Korea, they'll tell you that their North Korean counterparts are pretty capable and well-trained. And because they've accepted international aid before, they actually do have some basic cold storage facilities that could be used to handle an influx of vaccines. They've shown that they're pretty good at mobilizing the population to get jabbed. And in previous outbreaks, they've administered more than 1 million shots a day. So they have some capacity.
So they have the capacity to accept and store the vaccines, but North Korea has turned down free vaccine doses. I mean, who's offering them now, and why haven't those offers been accepted previously?
Well, the UN-backed COVAX initiative had offered North Korea millions of AstraZeneca shots, and China had offered them Sinovac shots, but North Korea has rejected those. And since the outbreak, South Korea's president has offered to send medical personnel, equipment, and vaccines, but the North has just ignored these offers so far. Now, there are unconfirmed reports that China has already sent medical personnel and vaccines. It's not clear exactly why the North has not accepted any help. It's been suggested that perhaps they don't trust the drugs. And another problem that's come up before is that UN sanctions on North Korea actually allow humanitarian aid to come in. But donors often want to monitor the donations to go in because they're concerned that they might be diverted to help the North's nuclear programs, and North Korea does not want that monitoring.
Mm. Well, North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un has been blaming doctors, using the outbreak to assert more military control. Is this outbreak a big problem for Kim? Does it threaten his rule in any way?
We haven't seen that. He certainly has been using the opportunity to try to show his authority and show he's in charge. He's chaired emergency meetings of the ruling party's political bureau. He's gone to visit drugstores and pharmacies in Pyongyang. And as we've seen before, when there are problems, he often does criticize officials for laxness or incompetence, and he blamed them for allowing this outbreak to happen.
North Korea may soon resume nuclear weapons testing, the first time in 5 years. I'm curious how this outbreak might impact their nuclear program and these tests. Could they be halted, slow them down? What do you think?
Not necessarily, judging from what we've seen. Just hours after the announcement of the outbreak, North Korea's military test launched three ballistic missiles, the 16th round of tests this year, and the U.S. and South Korea are now monitoring and preparing for the possibility that North Korea will detonate an atomic bomb. Now, talks have been stalled since an abortive summit in Vietnam in 2019 between Kim Jong-un and then President Trump, and North Korea has repeatedly refused the Biden administration's offers of talks without preconditions. And North Korea apparently just intends to keep on building up its nuclear arsenal in a bid to get enough leverage to force the U.S. to make concessions and give it what it wants, such as the lifting of sanctions or the offer of security guarantees.
That's NPR's Anthony Kuhn joining us from Seoul. Anthony, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jane.